Congratulations, you made an awesome decision to join us for this amazing training program. Dhumal and I are delighted to have you on board. In this short video, you will get to know the 5-drop formula, and we will introduce you to a few techniques for memorizing it. Memorizing the 5-drop formula will help you to get the most out of the online course. Knowing how the drops work in sequence gives you easy recall of exactly what to do when you're faced with any upset. Feel free to come back and view this video as many times as it takes to commit the 5 drops to memory.
Some of you may be visual learners like me. For that reason, we've come up with this graphic image which shows the 5 drops in sequence. Also, to help you remember, we have named each of the 5 drops in rhyme. Drop the flame, drop the vein, drop the blame, drop the pain, and pour on the energy. The 5-drop formula is the foundation for everything in this course. You will find it really helpful when you use these visuals to memorize them.
Another great way of understanding and remembering the 5 drops, and an easy way of memorizing this sequence, is to say a prayer. Now, this prayer is not spelled P-R-A-Y-E-R, it's spelled P-R-A-R-E. The mantra for remembering the 5 drops is P for pause. Realize something is going off track. R is for reflect. What's the other person experiencing? You know what you're experiencing, but what about the other person? A is for accepting responsibility, to do whatever it takes to make a shift in this upset. R is for reset, realigning with your higher self. Get back to being that truly great person that you are. And E is for energizing and encouraging each other.
Now here's the 5-drop formula in combined form. The 5 drops are drop the flame, which is pause, drop the vein, reflect, drop the blame, accepting responsibility, drop the pain, reset to your greatness, and pour on the energy. Energize and encourage the other person and yourself. Okay, now let's explain each of the drops in broad terms so you have the big picture. This will also help you to memorize them.
The first drop is drop the flame. The big idea here is calm is strength. It's about changing your state. The image is a flame because when a conflict occurs, we naturally get hot under the collar, we get heated, we even get explosive. The first thing we need to do is to cool down so we can think straight. Enter into the mode of goodness.
The second drop is drop the vein. This image shows reflection. This drop is about reflecting on how the other person is experiencing this event or interaction. What is their experience of this particular circumstance? Reflecting is all about empathy, understanding from the other person's point of view.
Drop 3, drop the blame. Accept responsibility. Do whatever it takes to make a shift in the communication breakdown. It's all about what filter or mode of nature we choose to see things through. Ignorance, seeing yourself as a victim and blaming others. In the mode of passion, it's all about me, my feelings, my perceptions, my desires, my. And in the mode of goodness, we deal with what is real, and that is that there are 2 people here in this relationship. We take responsibility and ask ourselves, what can I do to improve this situation?
Our next drop, drop 4, is drop the pain, part 1. Now this is all about how we deal with the upset and get back to that loving place. But someone might say, well, this sounds fine for most people, but in our relationship, how can we reset ourselves when we have so much stuff under the rug? We can't even remember being in that loving place. It seems so long ago.
Sweeping issues under the rug never works. In this section, we deal with this important point. If you don't have the right tools to work through upsets, you more or less always end up sweeping them under the rug.
Whatever's been swept under that rug constantly impacts all our interactions. These unresolved conflicts tend to build up and up, and then seemingly out of nowhere, they explode like a huge volcano.
Now here's the good news. The five-drop formula doesn't require you to go back and attempt to fix all the stuff that's under the rug. Traditional therapists and counselors ask you to drag it all up again. You spend so much time and money, and the trauma is unbelievable. Generally, the results are not very successful. Relationship Rescue Remedy has a magic formula for dissolving all that stuff under the rug. In Module 4, we reveal the magic formula. It's all about being in the moment, and that's a spiritual principle. Dealing with what is happening right now in your relationship as you both attempt to work through this upset. A lot of work has already been done to get to this point. You've paused, you've reflected on the other person's part of this issue. You've accepted responsibility to do what it takes to move on. At this point, when you're getting clear of conflict, you can start to rebuild your relationship.
Drop the Pain, Part 2. Realign with your higher self. So you and your relationship are bigger than this upset, but you got tripped up, stuck in the upset. Now that you've sorted out your unresolved issues, it's time to move on. It's time to reset back to being that great person you truly are. Here, it's important to be in the moment. Realign with your highest intentions for both yourself and others.
In Drop 5, Pour on the Energy, you will learn how you can transform conflict into opportunities for deeper, loving relationship. Here we focus on irrefutable qualities of greatness displayed by the other person while you have both been working together through the issue. Now that you have moved beyond the conflict, it's time to energize and acknowledge each other.
Test time. The five-drop formula is so important that we really need to memorize it. Take a moment now and see if you can recall the five drops and what they are basically about. Press pause on this video now and write down what you can remember. No, I'm serious. Press that pause button and do it now. So how did you go? Remember, if you are still a bit unsure, you can always watch this video again.
So now you have it, the five-drop formula for restoring and maintaining healthy relationships. You can remember the five-drop formula whatever way suits you best. Feel free to come back and view this video as many times as it takes to commit the five drops to memory. Start experimenting with the formula right away, especially if you get tripped up by any new upsets. Vimala and I look forward to seeing you soon. So until then, behave yourself and keep on chanting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. See you there.